Good afternoon. The storm system that brought rain overnight and early this morning across interior New York and New England continues to depart off the East Coast. Low-level moisture, though, continues to produce plenty of cloud cover throughout the region. But these clouds are tending to thin out, so there will be some bright spots and even partly sunny skies, especially in northernmost New York and New England, through the remainder of the day. The result will be cooler temperatures than we've seen the last couple of days, but still near seasonal averages with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Generally dry weather tonight, although some scattered showers are possible with leftover moisture in the air, and the next storm system will advance our way relatively quickly and produce a steadier rain by the time the sun comes up on Thursday. In fact, this system will produce steady rain right through the morning on Thursday as it passes overhead. Temperatures will reach into the upper 40s to around 50 for highs. Then a northwest breeze will kick in, sending temperatures back down through the 40s during the afternoon. And some of the leftover moisture on Thursday afternoon could fall in the form of some wet snow across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. The storm will intensify over the Canadian Maritimes for the day on Friday, producing a gusty northwest wind on Friday afternoon throughout interior New York and New England. This will keep temperatures in the 40s for daytime highs in the valleys and only in the 30s across the highest terrain. And this will mean portions of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could see several inches of snow on Friday and Friday afternoon with a few scattered rain showers in the valleys. It'll dry out for the weekend with partly sunny skies on Saturday, remaining breezy near 50, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Sunday for Easter and highs in the middle and upper 50s. The next storm system with another bout of rain will arrive on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level low will slowly move through the desert southwest over the next few days. A cold front ahead of the low will be nearly stationary across Southern California today. Pacific moisture streaming into Southern California will bring the threat of excessive rainfall to the region, which could lead to flash flooding in the interior desert. For the higher elevations, more than a foot of snow can be expected, especially along the southern Sierra Nevada. By tonight, the precipitation should edge farther east into Arizona and Utah. Tomorrow, the low is forecast to weaken as the precipitation begins to become more widely scattered and taper off across the southwest. Farther east, showers and storms will be common as a pair of fronts traverse the eastern half of the country. The threat for severe weather and heavy rain will shift into the Tennessee Valley today before a strong cold front arrives from the west tonight. The strong front is forecast to sweep through the eastern United States tomorrow with strong thunderstorms possible across the mid-Atlantic states in the morning. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, upper 50s. Boston cloudy with showers in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 88, set in 1929. And the record low, 19, set in 2018 and in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More scattered showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More scattered showers tonight in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers today with highs in the mid 50s. More scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s. A few more showers around tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers today with highs in the mid-50s. More scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, breezy and colder in the afternoon with scattered showers and wet snow in the mountains, upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, even colder on Friday with rain showers in the valleys and more wet snow in the mountains in the 40s. Partly sunny, breezy, cool Saturday near 50. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Easter Sunday, middle and upper 50s. More rain on Monday, upper 50s, and rain and snow showers possible on Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.